You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 50. We're continuing in the book of Exodus. And think about the preparations when someone important comes to town, whether it's the president of our country or the king of another. I'm sure wherever that person is staying, people are going to make sure it's all just right. So what if God wants to come down and hang out with us, but he needs a place to stay? Wouldn't we do everything we can to build that place? But God has not only special requests, but he comes up with architectural plans. And that's what you'll hear in chapters 25 and 26. We begin to hear about the tent, the construction of the big tent and the holy tent, and everything that goes inside it. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. Jesus comes across a man who's possessed by thousands of demons. And everybody wants to know how Jesus is going to deal with this man. It's like one of those comic book epic battles that needs to take place. But the conclusion of this battle, I'm sure nobody predicted. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Exodus 25, Gifts for the Holy Tent. The Lord said to Moses,
"Tell the Israelites to bring me gifts. You will accept gifts for me from everyone who is willing to give. Here is a list of things that you should accept from the people: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and red yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and spices for the sweet smelling incense. Also accept onyx stones and other jewels to be put on the ephod and the judgment pouch. Tell the people to build a special place for me, and I will live among them. I will show you a pattern for this holy tent. Make the tent and everything in it look exactly like this pattern."
The box of the agreement. Use acacia wood and build a special box. This holy box must be 110 centimeters long, 66 centimeters wide, and 66 centimeters high. Use pure gold to cover it inside and out, and put gold trim around the edges. Make 4 gold rings and attach them to the 4 corners, 2 rings on each side. Then make poles to put through the rings. They should be made from acacia wood and covered with gold. Put the poles through the rings and the sides of the holy box, and use these poles to carry it. The poles should always stay in the rings of the box. Never take them out.
"I will give you the tablets with the commands of the agreement. Put the tablets into this box. Then make a cover for it. Make it from pure gold.
Make it 110 centimeters long and 66 centimeters wide. Then make 2 winged creatures and put them on each end of the cover. Hammer gold to make these angels. Put 1 creature on each end of the cover. Join the creatures together with the cover to make 1 piece. The wings of these creatures should spread up towards the sky. They should cover the box with their wings and should face each other, looking towards the cover."
"I will give you the agreement. Put it inside the box and put the cover on the box. When I meet with you, I will speak from between the winged creatures on the cover that is on the box of the agreement. From that place, I will give all my commands to the Israelites."
The tape.
"Make a table from acacia wood. The table must be 88 centimeters long, 44 centimeters wide, and 66 centimeters high. Cover the table with pure gold and put gold trim around it. Then make a frame 75 millimeters wide around the table and put gold trim on the frame. Then Make 4 gold rings and attach them to the 4 corners of the table, where the 4 legs are. Put the rings close to the frame around the top of the table. These rings will hold the poles used to carry the table. Use acacia wood to make the poles and cover them with gold. The poles are for carrying the table. Make the plates, the spoons, the pitchers, and the bowls from pure gold. The pitchers and bowls will be used for pouring the drink offerings.
Put the holy bread before me on the table. It must always be there in front of me.
A lampstand. Then you must make a lampstand. Use pure gold and hammer it to make the base and the shaft. Make flowers, buds, and petals from pure gold. Join all these things together into one piece. The lampstand must have 6 branches, 3 branches on one side and 3 branches on the other. Each branch must have 3 flowers. Make these flowers like almond flowers with buds and petals. Make 4 more flowers for the lampstand. These flowers must be made like almond flowers with buds and petals. There will be 6 branches on the lampstand, 3 branches coming out from each side of the shaft. Make a flower with buds and petals below each of the 3 places where the branches join the shaft. The whole lampstand with the flowers and branches must be made from pure gold. All this gold must be hammered and joined together into one piece. Then make 7 lamps to go on the lampstand. These lamps will give light to the area in front of the lampstand. Use pure gold to make the lamp snuffers and trays. Use 35 kilograms of pure gold to make the lampstand and the things to be used with it.
Be very careful to make everything exactly the way I showed you on the mountain.
Exodus chapter 26. The holy tent. The holy tent should be made from 10 curtains. These curtains must be made from fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn. A skilled worker should sew pictures of winged creatures into the curtains. Make each curtain the same size. Each curtain should be 12 meters long and 2 meters wide. Join the curtains together into 2 groups. Join 5 curtains together to make 1 group, and join 5 curtains together to make the other group. Use blue cloth to make loops along the edge of the end curtain in one group. Do the same on the end curtain in the other group. There must be 50 loops on the end curtain of the first group, and there must be 50 loops on the end curtain of the other group. These loops must be opposite each other. Then make 50 gold rings to join the curtains together. This will join the holy tent together into one piece. Make another tent that will cover the holy tent. Use 11 curtains to make this tent. Make these curtains from goat hair. All these curtains must be the same size. They must be 13 meters long and 2 meters wide. Join 5 of the curtains together into one group, then join the other 6 curtains together into another group. Fold back half of the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops down the edge of the end curtain of one group. Do the same for the end curtain of the other group. Then make 50 bronze rings to join the curtains together. This will join the tent together into one piece. Half of the end curtain of this tent will hang down below the back edge of the holy tent. On the sides, the curtains of this tent will hang down 44 centimeters below the bottom edges of the holy tent. So this tent will completely cover the holy tent. Make 2 coverings to go over the outer tent. One covering should be made from ram skins dyed red. The other covering should be made from fine leather. Use acacia wood to make frames to support the holy tent. The frames should be 4 meters high and 66 centimeters wide. 2 side poles should be joined together with cross pieces to make each frame. All the frames for the holy tent must be the same. Make 20 frames for the south side of the holy tent, and make 40 silver bases for the frames. Each frame should have 2 silver bases to go under it, 1 base for each side pole. Make 20 more frames for the other side, the north side of the holy tent, and make 40 silver bases for these frames, 2 bases under each frame. Make 6 more frames for the back, the west side of the holy tent. Make 2 frames for the corners at the back of the holy tent. The frames at the corners should be joined together at the bottom. At the top, a ring will hold the frames together. Do the same for both corners. There will be a total of 8 frames for the west end of the tent. There will be 16 silver bases, 2 bases under each frame. Use acacia wood and make braces for the frames of the holy tent. There should be 5 braces for the first side of the holy tent, and there should be 5 braces for the frames on the other side of the holy tent, and there should be 5 braces for the frames at the back, the west side of the holy tent. The middle brace should pass through the frames from one end to the other. Cover the frames with gold, and make rings for the frames to hold the braces. Make these rings from gold. Also cover the braces with gold.
Build the holy tent the way I showed you on the mountain.
Inside the holy tent.
Use fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn to make a curtain for the most holy place. And sew pictures of winged creatures into the curtain. Make 4 posts from acacia wood and cover the posts with gold. Put hooks made from gold on the 4 posts. Put 4 silver bases under the posts. Then hang the curtain on the gold hooks. Put the curtain under the gold rings. Then put the box of the agreement behind the curtain. This curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the cover on the box of the agreement in the most holy place. Put the table you made outside the curtain. The table should be on the north side of the holy tent. Then put the lampstand on the south side across from the table.
The entrance to the holy tent.
Then make a curtain to cover the entrance to the holy tent. Use blue, purple, and red yarn and fine linen to make this curtain. Weave pictures into it. Make gold hooks for this curtain. Make 5 posts using acacia wood covered with gold. And make 5 bronze bases for the 5 posts.
Mark chapter 4, verses 30 to 41. Another kingdom story. And then Jesus said, "What can I use to show you what God's kingdom is like? What story can I use to explain it? God's kingdom is like a mustard seed, just smaller than any other seed on earth that you can plant. But when you plant it, it grows bigger than all the other plants in your garden. It has branches big enough for birds to come and make nests in its shade." Jesus used many stories like these to teach the people. He taught them as much as they could understand. He always used stories to teach them. But when he was alone with his followers, he explained everything to them. That evening, Jesus said to his followers, "Let's go across the lake." So they left the crowd behind and went with Jesus, who was already back in the boat. Some other boats were also there with him. A strong wind came up on the lake. The waves were coming over the sides and into the boat, and it was almost full of water. Jesus was in the back part of the boat, sleeping with his head on a pillow. The followers woke him and said,
"Teacher, don't you care about us? We're going to drown."
Jesus stood up and commanded the wind and the water, "Quiet, be still." The wind stopped and the lake became calm. He said to his followers, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were very afraid and asked each other,
"What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the water obey him."
Mark 5, verses 1 through 20. Jesus frees a man from evil spirits. Jesus and his followers went across the lake to the area where the Gerasene people lived. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man came to him from the caves where the dead are buried. The man had an evil spirit living inside him. He lived in the burial caves. No one could keep him tied up, even with chains. Many times people had put chains on his hands and feet, but he broke the chains. No one was strong enough to control him. Day and night he stayed around the burial caves and on the hills,
He would scream and cut himself with rocks. While Jesus was still far away, the man saw him. He ran to Jesus and bowed to the ground before him, as Jesus was saying, "You evil spirit, come out of this man." The man shouted loudly,
"What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Promise in God's name not to punish me."
Then Jesus asked the man, "What is your name?" The man answered,
"My name is Legion, because there are many of us."
The evil spirits inside the man begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of that area. A large herd of pigs was eating on a hill near there. The evil spirits begged Jesus,
"Send us to the pigs. Let us go into them."
So Jesus allowed them to do this. The evil spirits came out of the man and went into the pigs. Then the herd of pigs ran down the hill and into the lake. They were all drowned. There were about 2,000 pigs in that herd. The men who had the work of caring for the pigs ran away. They ran to the town and to the fields and told everyone what had happened. The people went out to see. They came to Jesus, and they saw the man who had the many evil spirits. He was sitting down and was wearing clothes. He was in his right mind again. When they saw this, they were afraid. Those who had seen what Jesus did told the others what had happened to the man who had the demons living in him. And they also told them about the pigs. Then the people began to beg Jesus to leave their area. Jesus was preparing to leave in the boat. The man who was now free from the demons begged to go with him. But Jesus did not allow the man to go. He said, "And go home to your family and friends. Tell them about all that the Lord has done for you. Tell them how the Lord was good to you." So the man left and told the people and the 10 towns about the great things Jesus had done for him. Everyone was amazed. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. He leads me along right paths to show that he is good. Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and staff give me courage. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You welcome me as an honored guest. My cup is full and spilling over. Yes, your goodness and kindness will seek and find me every day of my life, and I will return again and again to the Lord's house for as long as I live. Thank you, everyone. That was day 50. Join us for day 51. The book of Exodus, we learn about the altar of burnt offerings, the courtyard around the tent, and then we'll hear what the priests are supposed to wear when they're inside the tent. And in the book of Mark, you'll hear about a resurrection, but not of Jesus, but of a young girl. And then Jesus goes back to his hometown. What will it be like when he goes back home? Join us to find out. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.